everybody, welcome back to the show and thanks for joining us for season 4, episode 4. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
Today's episode is all for the lovers out there. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, last week we helped our singles out. So today's episode is all for the lovers. We talked about navigating the holiday while in a relationship, keeping things exciting on the regular, and everything in between. We had a good and funny conversation and we hope you enjoy. Remember to keep sharing the podcast with your friends. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating and a review so that we can continue to grow our audience. So remember to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. And with that, let's get right into it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Pillow Talk Uncensored. So today's episode title is another one of my favorites because the song is an oldie but goodie. But for today's purposes, as we talk about sexual healing, we're referring to keeping things exciting and spicy in your relationship, especially when you're in a long-term one. And with Valentine's Day being here, this is the perfect time to break it up. But before we get into all that, we have two guest stars to help us out. Hey, Jade and Rasheen.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
So, welcome back to the show, first off. And before we jump in, reintroduce yourself and let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you on social media.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jade. No Gram Jade. No Twitter Jade. No Instagram. No Snapchat Jade. No Facebook Jade. I'm just Jade.
Okay. Rasheen.
What's up? My name is Rasheen. My Instagram name is Rasheen_Hill. I keep a professional on there. But I don't got no TikTok, Snapchat, or whatever that, Twitter and all that stuff.
Okay. Thanks, y'all. So let's just get right into it. What comes to y'all minds when you think about the phrase keeping things exciting and spicy?
You want to keep looking at me to go first?
I'll go. So when I think about exciting, definitely doing the small things, like to put a smile on your significant other face, don't necessarily have to be the bedroom. Could be, like I said, small dates, popping up at their jobs, making them a poster out of candy, making sure like 100 grand love, you blow my mind with a blow pop, something like that. Keep it spontaneous.
I put a Pinterest.
Okay. Pinterest, you
got
to save to your
Pinterest board? No, I just did it before, so that's, yeah.
Okay.
But definitely when you say spicy, I definitely think, like, doing stuff new in the bedroom, keeping it, you know, keeping your partner guessing what's about to happen next, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay, how about you, Jade?
All right, I just got piggyback on what he said, keeping your partner guessing what you about to do next while keeping it spicy. Don't keep me guessing what you about to do in the bedroom. I need to be fully prepared to whatever is about to go down in the bedroom, okay? Because you try to pop up with another bitch, try to have a threesome, I'll be like, whoa. You just took it a little too far.
Yeah, so that's a good point because, like, threesomes and when everybody...
Or, like, don't, like, try to, like, slip it in the butt. Like, I need to be prepared.
When people think about keeping it spicy in the bedroom, I feel like people default to... stuff like that. So, like, do you have a conversation with your partner about, all right, babe, like, let's switch things up? And if you do, what is that conversation looking like?
I think it depends, honestly. Like, if you're in a mood or in a moment, like you said, like, slipping it, like, if it's getting too wild and crazy and then just happen to go down. But if you need to have that conversation, I think you should. Like, yo, have you ever tried this, that, and the third? Do you feel comfortable? Just to make your partner feel comfortable, because that's part of making them feel secure in the bedroom. Knowing their boundaries, knowing your boundaries, because don't touch my ass, but I'm just saying. but definitely, you know, definitely, like, ask what you know you feel comfortable with. But sometimes it do get, like we said, spicy comes with spontaneous, so sometimes it get like that.
All right. And that makes me think about, like, overall communicating your needs around sex with your partner. Like, how are we doing this?
I feel like, for me, if I want you to do something you're not doing, I'm going to guide you into it, like, while we're doing it. Like, I'm about to move your hand where I want your hand at. Okay. I'm about to, like, finagle my body in the spot I probably want you to hit, like, so okay. You can get the idea without me being like, no, touch me here. Look here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's low key a turn up. So.
Okay. So you're just going in the moment.
Yeah, you might think it's his idea. Like, oh, I got it. Like, it's really me directly, but...
Okay, so I'm gonna talk to our marriage and family therapist here because I've heard
MFT period.
Like, put some respect on her name. But I've heard like from different research and blogs about relationship and stuff that it's better to have these conversations when you're not having sex, like outside of the bedroom.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that definitely is true. I think especially, well, in relationship, you know, I think it is important to have it outside of it. But like, I mean, sometimes it might work if you're doing it during, but I definitely think like if you're trying to do something that's just very new, I think you need to, you know, get some consent and talk about what that'll even look like during.
Okay. And Rasheen, from the male perspective, because you know, it's male's egos are very fragile. And I know for myself as a woman, I don't particularly, I'm getting passes, but I don't particularly like to like speak up because I don't want to like hurt their feelings. And you know, men just, I don't feel like y'all be super willing to learn. So how do you feel like you would best receive it if it was coming from your partner?
Probably just better to like communicate, like have that open dialogue. Or like I like Jade idea, you finagling your body or whatever the case may be, but just tell me like, yo, I want you to meet my needs by this, that, and the third. And if I'm really like, if we in a relationship, I'm gonna try my best to fulfill your needs, so you're not looking elsewhere or you're not saying like, oh, he bullshit, whatever the case may be. But that is a hard conversation to have because you, like you said, you don't want to feel like you diminishing a man's ego, but a man gotta know like she's doing this to so I can make sure I'm pleasing her and I'm not just pleasing myself and then I'm rolling over going to sleep.
Child. That's true.
That need to be a tweet somewhere.
Yeah. So like as a man, do you feel like are you're confident in your abilities? Like, or do you feel like you still have room to grow?
That, from my past like experiences and everything like that, I never got a complaint, I'll say. But I haven't been, you know, done everything, so probably definitely still room to grow. So that'd be my answer, honestly.
Okay, so because I think a lot of guys say that they haven't gotten any complaints.
Well, at least face to face or whatever the case may be.
I feel like that could be the case because women are afraid to speak up, like how I kind of said earlier. So do you, are you confident based on what you know, not the right, what the woman said or lack of what she said, that right, you putting it down?
I mean, yeah, like, I'm not going to shy away from my answer. I answered it the first time, so, yeah, like, yeah.
Okay, Jade, you have your hand raised, yes.
So, for me, I feel like every man has room to grow. I don't care how good they are in bed, because every woman is different. Every woman likes different things, and different things please different women. Like, all vaginas are different, shaped different on the inside, so it's touching different spots. So, I feel like just because you can draw, like, this girl while you laying up, listen, never mind, I can't tell the story. But
this is Pillow Talk Uncensored.
But I still gotta go home.
Okay, all right.
But no, like, you could be dicking this one girl down. Like, she could get dick so crazy. You probably fuck another girl. She's like, he all right, or like, he bullshit, because she's not feeling you how this other girl feels. So I feel like every man got from a girl. So, like, I feel like it's very important to learn your partner's body and what works for them. So,
Yeah, so, like, have any of y'all ever had to have the conversation with a partner? Not even, like, in a relationship, but, like, somebody that you're being sexually active with?
I mean, I don't tell them what to do, but I'm sure to be vocal about the shit I like. Like, I like to get my toes sucked on, so if you don't suck toes, you know I like getting my toes sucked. So, stick these motherfuckers in your mouth when you over me, like, so. So, like, you know I like it, and if you're not doing it, and you see me not interested, do something that's more.
I feel like I'm not like an actress. Like, a lot of women be like, oh, like, I'll fake this. Or,
I'm not
like, I'm not about to fake something that's not happening. So I would hope you would see. I like what you're doing. Ones. And if you could probably be able to tell if I'm not. So, yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. Rasheen, have you ever had to have the conversation with a woman?
No. That's no.
So we've all just been having great sex.
No, I mean, it might not be great, but I've never, like, had a conversation or, like,
so
dialogue.
If it's not great, what are you doing?
I mean, like, I'm like, so everybody I had sex with, I had, like, a relationship with. It was like Jason, I'm getting to know their body, getting to know stuff that they don't like or like per se. So it was just like, I want to be fine and tuned, like a rhythm, like is it like a beat.
But
so
you
I
have
like
to
that.
Get to that point.
Yeah. But I'm just
so
saying,
you've never had bad sex before.
Oh, I'm saying I had like some like we're not gonna get into the nuances of like good like that, but I'm saying
I'm
like
trying to understand.
Oh, like,
I'm trying to understand.
Oh yeah. I mean,
so you had bad sex. That's question A.
Yes.
Question B. You did not have the conversation. So what did you do?
Most of my bad sex experiences either been with like a one night stand, or it just was like a drunk night on a Thursday.
Oh, let's
at
get
school
into it.
Or something like that. It was like,
so you're like, I am never gonna see her again. So fucking, I ain't saying shit.
Yeah, like if I wasn't feeling it, it was just like, all right, like
it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not about to be like, yo, this was trash, and then we only gonna do it for one time.
So
like,
let me ask you, do guys ever fake it? Guys,
yeah.
So how you fake a nut?
How do you do that?
It's like,
what you pretend you gotta go with the time?
Yeah, like you got your hands faking you all.
Like you can even do it like, you just like, you might whisper, yo, I'm about to nut. You go faster, then you be like, oh, then it's a wrap. Like,
so you putting on a performance.
It, it's not like, a performance, not just like, I'm just.
Yeah, or like, what do you have to catch it? Or you just like.
Or you use it for texting. I promote safe sex.
It's just, it might just be boring. Like, it's just like, this shit.
You're not answering the question. We know it's boring, but how are you 52 fake outing where the nut is going?
Oh, you take the condom off? Like, you keep, well, with me, I keep my condom on, so I might. Take it off, go to the bathroom, flush it down the toilet. Yo.
Are you flushing it down the toilet?
So what do you do? Like, are you mad that you didn't get off? Like,
oh no.
I'm not leaving it.
Business is business. It was a business exchange. You good.
So you just gonna be cool, like fucking, I ain't buzzing out.
Yeah, I gotta go. Or you gotta go. One or the other. Jeez. We gotta work, something like that. We're gonna make it work. But yeah.
Okay.
Cause it's like I said, it's like
to the business exchange.
Like you said,
so you're really not disappointed that you just put in all this work and you didn't bust a nut? Like,
how did it all?
So mad. Girls,
I would be mad.
Have y'all had bad sex?
For sure.
So how did you handle it? How did you feel? Like,
you know what it is for me? I feel like if a guy is having bad sex with a girl, it's him. You're not making her wet. You're not making her pussy wet. You're not hitting her spots. You're not getting her going. Like, it's you. Like, if you're
so
if
you
a guy.
You don't think that women can have bad pussy?
I'm not going to say they can't because, I mean, like, hormones happen. So women.
We're going to get to you, Rasheen.
No, like, hormones happen. Like, and then, like, some people that go through menopause. Like,
I'm not talking about those extreme cases. I mean, you just don't got good pussy.
But, like, listen, this is my thing. You don't have to have, I feel like, and I can't speak from experience on this. But you ain't gotta have no crazy wet ass pussy on order to make a nigga nut. Like, you can jerk a nigga off and he a nut. So, like, they just need that, like, tight grip. So, I just feel like.
Everybody don't got that tight grip.
No, so you don't think a woman can just not have good vagina? Like, she's loose. She's, like, not lubricated enough for no medical cause.
But, you say not lubricated enough. I feel like. I don't know. I don't feel like. A vagina has to be super wet for a nigga tonight. Like, they not all beating their dick. Like, so I'm confused. I just feel like if a man is having bad sex, it's on him.
You can control it, though, if you're beating your dick. You can control it. Like,
so as a man, so you feel like a vagina don't have to be super wet for you tonight?
Yeah, no. No, it don't.
It don't.
It don't.
So what do we have to do?
It's just friction.
Yeah, it don't got it. Because
is the end goal, but I'm talking about to enjoy it during. What do you need?
Shit, just stick it in. Like it don't gotta be the wettest of pussies for you to enjoy it. Like, that's, I'm being serious.
So what's the emphasis on good pussy that be out here? Like, the messages we be receiving about
tight
good pussy.
Grip.
But you good going pussy, nut, if you going nut regardless.
Not, but just because you nut don't mean you nut off a good pussy.
Oh, so what, like, did that's you what nut off friction?
Or shit, it might have been a position you was in. It might have been something. You could be thinking about another girl. You could have been.
Wow. So I'm stuck on a good pussy. Like,
I told you, the grip, tight, shit, squirt, whatever. Listen.
Okay. Dom, do you feel like women can have bad pussy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's stinking stuff, I
like,
guess.
Oh, yeah. But that's
also feel like it's also about anatomy. Like, I feel like everyone's anatomy just doesn't always mesh well.
Never
can you stand on that? Like, that's an interesting point.
Like, I just feel like I said, I don't know how to explain it.
Like a bigger woman and a tiny me.
Like, yeah, but I mean, but like sometimes you can look at people physically and be like, that'll never work. And then it just might be, it might work. But granted, you might not look at that person and be like, let me try that. But I think sometimes just, I don't know, like y'all said, like I think vaginas come in different shapes and sizes, and so do dicks, as we all know. So like sometimes people's anatomy just work a little bit better to get the job done for
us. So you're saying that it depends on anatomy. So she can have good pussy with another nigga, but not this nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Just how she was, how Jade was like, you know, to me this might be the best thing ever. To the next bitch, she might be like, this is trash. So yeah.
I'm a little torn because I feel like, I mean, I can't relate to this, but I'm a little torn. I just feel like I do agree with Jade about how if it's not lubricated enough, it's going to be something you're not doing as a man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, you're not arousing her, you're not pleasing her. But also, like, with down with the anatomy, if your anatomy and your shit just really not tight, and it, like Jade said, if you stink, like, if you, I know niggas don't like if you running from the dick, like that just, I thought it's a lot of different things that can go into it, but inherently, I don't think women have bad pussy. Like, I feel like something can be done to get it to where it needs to be.
A pussy transplant?
No, they got products out here to make your pussy wet and all that.
Yeah, you can do something. Like, something could be done. Though. Yes.
Now that we're talking about looseness of vagina, question, since we got a man here. Now, it is to my understanding that a vagina is naturally tight. Granted, some may be tighter than others, but a vagina is naturally tight to the fact that it was created to birth human life. So it was created to stretch as wide as a baby's body. I ain't never seen no dick the size of a baby's body. And they said that the vagina is like a rubber band that snaps back. So granted, I don't care if a girl had 300 dicks in her. Her vagina is going to snap back because that's what it was made to do. So y'all might be fucking the biggest horse. You might have the tightest pussy and fuck a girl that got two bodies and her shit might feel looser. So when we talk about loose pussy, I need like a real like...
And I think that goes to anatomy too. Like, but what do you...
Because you might have a tiny ass dick and the shit just might feel roomy. Your shit might be big and it feel a little like a turtleneck. So
man...
I'm kind of outnumbered here.
But.
Yeah, no, I never had no loose pussy, so I couldn't tell you. Like, I never had no loose pussy.
Because you're like, oh, she ain't got no walls. Yeah, what the fucker walls? Like,
yeah, that girl, remember in high school, that was the whole thing. Yeah. That's a shame because she ain't got no walls.
Walls.
But no, I never had no loose pussy, so I can't speak to that, or I don't know. Well, I don't even want to know what it feel like, but I never had no loose pussy, so I don't know what that would feel like.
Okay, I feel like men have it easier than women. You are way more likely to find a girl with good pussy than we are to find a man with good dick. Statistically,
but I feel bad for a guy. Because like a girl, like I said, you can zhush up the pussy. Like, you can zhush up your dick. Like, you got a little dick.
Right.
Granted, you might know what to do with it.
And you don't want to be known for that. Like, that's like, imagine you in an argument. And little ass dick out of here. It's like, damn, like that hurts your soul and your ego as a man. Like, that's crazy.
That happens to you? Like, you be in an argument. Not saying it's true, like, girl, you trying to be smart. She be like, your dick corny anyway. Like,
no, I never
did that. Oh, you said never, ladies.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
For one, yeah, I don't argue, what? But. Okay. No, I never had that.
Okay, so we talked about good pussy, ladies. What's good dick? Sorry, Rajin. Gotta hear it.
I'm gonna put my AirPods in.
Dom turning to me. Like,
Jay was good.
That's the Dom turning to me.
We're gonna get the Dom. Don't worry.
Oh, we will.
Dom, can you start us off? So you don't steal nobody else's answers?
Yeah, it's Dominique MFT.
What is good dick?
I need some time to think about it.
It makes you giggle. It's like, what's good thing, dog?
Oh my god, I need some time to think.
What are you thinking about?
What are you, brother? If she would know,
no, because I don't want you to be like, yeah, I agree with Jay. I'm Jay.
She's You trying to think of a lie? All right, so Rasheed, this is not a this. We're not gonna do toxic masculinity, so this is not a pause question. But you said you haven't got any complaints. So what do you think makes your dick good? While you think about your answer,
you got Jay can answer. You can answer what it is. Like, why you go ahead, Jay? You
as a man, how is your confidence built up? Besides the female's reaction, what do you feel like makes your dick good?
Size, like, I don't want to be like, but it's like you got the girth, like not just spice up, but everything, like.
Okay.
Did
they give you enough time?
He said, maybe
they did.
I'm gonna piggyback off of him.
You
know what?
It
gave me some, you know,
spark. Woo, child.
That was a good.
Yes. I think girth is really important. I really do, but you know, I don't really know how to explain it by like. Am I like explaining it physically or just how it feels?
What makes you be like this nigga has some good dick?
I just feel like it's touching my soul. Like I don't.
Or what about good sex? What makes you think the sex was good?
Hold on, this is a lot. I wasn't ready.
You the one that you making niggas earn their moans and all that. Like, you not no actress.
Oh, you did say that. You definitely said that.
So what brings the natural talent out?
The natural emotions. Like, what brings it out?
Emotions? Yeah, you say you ain't faking it.
I keep saying I'm gonna get Jeopardy music and I keep forgetting to do it.
What was the question again? I really
forgot. Yeah, what is the question?
What is good sex for Dominique?
It's just like the vibe is there, like in tune, like we're in tune.
You fucking bitch, like that.
I'm fucking bitch.
I'm fucking bitch.
Yeah, I'm an angel, so like, I don't even be having sex. So it's just, I just forgot, to be honest. But yeah.
Okay, Jay, what's your answer?
Let me join a party.
Let's go, Jay.
Because I'm you in.
Come on.
This gets crazy, y'all. This really gets crazy. This has nothing to do with her. But we will let her live the podcast. Okay. We will let her
halo.
But,
no, it's fair.
No, all right. Can you repeat the question? No,
what is good dick and like good sex? Like, what makes you feel like
for me? Like, the number one thing for me, like, it's so mental for me. So like, that's why like I had my whole phase in high school, y'all. So like, as an adult, like, sex is so mental for me. So I can't just be out here like fucking around because I really gotta like fuck with you and you really gotta like turn me on. Because mm-hmm. I'm in my mind like, why this nigga on me if I'm not into you? So right. I really gotta be into you. So that's number one for me. And then like. Just me on my knees, and I like getting nasty. So like, if you're not like a little kinky and nasty, I'm not gonna be into it either. So a nasty nigga is big for me. Like,
yes, agreed.
I definitely need a nasty nigga. Like, that's big for me. But as far as like, so that's what makes sex good for me. Mm-hmm. As far as penis, y'all seen I ever see the tweet or Instagram post that be like. Good morning to niggas out there that can do it at every position. that's definitely what make a good dick. When you can hit every position, like, I'm not on my side and you slipping out and shit. Like, you feel me? So,
but I think that has to do with size, too.
That's what I'm saying. They said good morning to the niggas that can do it in any position. But I feel like girth is important, too, because you don't want this long as, like, yo. So, when I was in high school, right? I was dating this guy, my boyfriend, whatever, and like we was gonna have sex. So this was like a big thing. I'm like, oh, like he was tall, he was dark, and I'm hyped. Like, all right, we gonna have sex. Like, yo, lift was all there, and that's it. Lunch was all there, and that's it. Like, no girth. Like, I hope he got a little fat in his maturity.
You can get like girth as you get older.
I know a guy used to mess with when I was a buck and started messing with him as an adult, and it definitely like. But y'all know when boys are teenagers, they're not that I'm growing.
Well, I'm not talking about like a man now. Like, there's no hope for him at this age.
Oh, I don't think no 20, 25, 26, 30 year old dick is going to be that shit might shrink. Like, I don't fucking know. But yeah, I just hope as he grew up, it got a little thicker. Because, baby, it was giving finger and tampon. Like,
we can agree.
That's how high school looking was trash. I really hope some of y'all grew up and learned what y'all was doing. Like,
girl. Yeah.
Like, baby, that's my thigh crease. Like, what are you doing down there?
We can agree that we can agree that girth is very important because
And if y'all got a curve, y'all bless.
Yes.
Bless you.
So that made me think about, like, as we think about being in relationships, like, have you ever been in a situation where your partner isn't the best dick or pussy you've ever had? Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? Like,
I feel like the emotion towards them contributes to the sex. So, like,
okay.
So I feel like when you're like, I don't want to say horny, but like when you really like making love, like that shit hit different. Like the passion just hit different. Mm-hmm. So like you getting wet off of that. Mm-hmm. So it's very doable. Like you ain't got married the best dick you ever had. Like, well, long as it's good. Like long as you coming and it's pleasing you. Like
I gotta get my mind off that. I feel like I gotta marry the best dick I ever had. But.
What if the best dick you ever had was the nigga that was beating the fucking shit out of you? Like, you're not marrying it. Like,
you're crazy. Like,
she might.
You're crazy.
Shit. Might as well. Like, you know,
no, that's nuts.
But yeah. I think, like, what you said with mental, that's why I feel like that I have to like somebody for me to enjoy the sex. I can't. I be trying to be a hoe and it just don't be working. Like, I'm really. Like I said on that episode, I don't know how to be a proper hoe because I gotta like you, you gotta take on. Like, I'm not like a DJ, I don't care if you're a good tipper, but I'm just saying, like, I have to be attracted to you in than just physical ways, and then that's why I be ending up catch feelings and shit. Mm-hmm. But in being situations,
self-awareness, I love that.
Yeah, I know that I'm not meant to be a hoe, but I just feel like. As you, like Jay, you said, as you get older, like, you want more. Like, the sex means more. Like, it just turns you on in different ways. Like, I hate to say a cliche, like, but you got to turn me on intellectually. But, like, really, though. And I just feel like I'm moving past, like, I'm probably not going to marry the best dick giver. But it's okay because the feelings and connection is going to make up for it.
Like, I don't think about that. Like, whoever I'm with, I'm going to be like, Like they're like, oh, they're fine. Nobody's that terrible. Well, I mean, I have had bad sex, but like, I've never been in my adult life with somebody that's so terrible that I be laying her like, damn, wait, I was fucking so and so right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So,
like, they're not even a factor in my mind.
Right.
You know, if you like single and you out here thotting and bopping, be like, yo, that was better than that. That's different. But if you're genuinely with somebody, it's very rare where you're like, oh, Tyrone.
So I definitely agree with it. Like, you're not thinking about it when you like with the person that you like and care about, but like, you've never had a feeling, like, even if it was fleeting, like a moment of thinking like, damn, like, someone so used to do this. Like, yeah, and granted, you can be like, I want them to do it, so I'm gonna teach them, but you've never had it though, like, I wish they did this like so and so. I ain't even had to tell them, they just did it.
That happens.
I never had that moment.
That happens, but you don't be. I feel like I've never been thinking it like, wow, like I'm with a person.
Especially
like,
in
if I'm sitting with my girls and we talking about it,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah,
some of my friends and we talking about, you know, girls and everything like that, you might compare, you know, it come up in general conversation.
I think niggas definitely do that because I know niggas
talk more than bitches.
The niggas will definitely be like, they got a whole full-fledged wife and be like, but she ain't top two out of all the girls.
I think they
be a whore. No, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, top, no, a girl.
That's not the case.
Niggas never marry the whore. Like, they will fuck the whore.
Why she gotta be a whore? Cause she top two and she ain't two.
No, I'm saying, but like,
I'm not saying all the girls that have good sex or whores. That's not what I'm saying. Mm. But what I'm saying, a lot of niggas like messing with whores. Like, no bullshit.
Niggas love whores. I'm just saying. Love whores.
All right. Stop the slander.
Niggas love whores.
Niggas love whores. Stop the slander. And I'm saying, like, whores because they let them do any, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, this one girl, and she still be one to this day since I was younger. When I was younger, she used to suck all they dicks. Why are y'all cool with this girl? She used to suck all they dicks. As an adult, she's still out here sucking all the dicks. Like, niggas love whores, but they would never marry her.
But I'm talking about the instance.
Okay, she's the best dick sucker I ever had, but she would never marry me.
But I'm saying a regular girl who's the best dick sucker and got the best pussy, they will talk about her, but be in a relationship with somebody else. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
not
that
the
could
word.
Be true.
Why is that the case?
I don't know. She probably, the way I see it is, my top two, definitely, man, it wasn't even my, yeah, she was all that. She was that. But it was just like, you said, like, it's crazy because I still had a girlfriend. I wasn't cheating, but I'm just saying. Like,
wait.
Yeah, I wasn't cheating at all.
Okay.
But it was like that. Yeah. I was in, like, high school, like, 10th. Like, this was way back when.
Time,
10th grade. But she was definitely up then. It was just like, yo, you could do all. Because, like we said, high school, I know I wasn't that experienced. So I'm just like, how the fuck you know how to do all this stuff? And then still to this day, she like up there, and it was, and we, I talked to my friends about it, like, yo, that's probably my best body I ever had.
But you would never be with her?
No.
And why?
Just
why?
Wouldn't.
Because she a whore?
No, she's not a whore.
As far as I know of.
Yeah. But I just couldn't, like, it was, you know, that's the past, but no. But I don't think that's true either. Like, the best dick sucker you ever had, or the person with the best vagina you ever had, necessarily, you might do marry him, but if you don't, it's just like, all right. Like, they might be stimulating my needs in the bedroom, but if that's all you're doing, and if you're annoying me, you can't cook, or we can't even have a conversation without you snapping, like, sex will always be there. I can get sex from the next door neighbor, something at my job, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you can have all that, but if it don't come with the complete package and we're not making each other grow, you can keep it, sweetie.
I feel like I gotta beg the difference because my complete package means that you gave me the best dick of my life and I'm going to marry you.
That's it.
I'm not saying.
Okay, you just said you needed to.
All right, so he means every other need, every single other need that you got to the
one
next.
Of my needs is having.
Listen,
if you're still satisfied though, like
if you're still satisfied, like, but he's not the best dick you ever had, but you're still satisfied. But he is meeting every other need to the fucking mix. Like when I say the 10th power. You're not gonna marry his ass because he's not the.
Well, when I find somebody and that's the case, I'll let you know. But right now,
don't like her. We can't speak.
You need to go with a porn star or somebody.
Like for me,
like,
what? Go ahead, Fatima.
For me, I feel like a part of my attraction to you comes from the sex. That's a big component for me. As well as the other things. But if I feel like your dick is not up here, I don't.
So what percentage
I don't
you say
see myself marrying somebody who dick ain't knocking
so
me out my
dick? Because you didn't answer that question.
What's the percentage of sex for you that's in your relationship? Like, you know, you got dating, that might be 20%. Intellectual talk, it might be 10% to make up that 100% catalog. You feel what I'm saying? So where does sex or dick come in for
sex
you?
Sex is a really high percentage.
Yeah,
so it's like 70?
I'm not, maybe like 40, 50.
Oh.
So dang. Good sex for me is like you said, the vibe gotta be there. You gotta be an nasty ass nigga. And
Jason.
Dolly Jay. You gotta be an nasty ass nigga. And I feel like I'm learning that I like a smooth talk. Like, you gotta have game because niggas don't be having game.
Niggas don't got
like, I feel like the guy I'm talking to now, like, he talked a good ass game and that shit really got me hyped. Like, oh, all right, like, I see you at, like, you gotta have game and you gotta back up the game. And, like, we said, girth, size. I'm kind of on the fence about size because, like, I don't like being in pain, but I do like a nice size.
Oh, so you're a runner?
I don't like being shit. My anatomy doesn't allow for too much. Okay. And you just gotta be like the vagina is not the only way to please me. Like, you gotta be full body.
Foreplay.
I like my foreplay to start before the bedroom. Like, even throughout the day, like, get me hype about it and like just different things. Like, just
planning sex. I feel like that's playing sex.
Not playing sex. If you
say I gotta start throughout the day.
I'm intentionally
putting in foreplay to have sex. Like, now if you're just spontaneously,
I'm thinking about you at something like at work. You send them like this crazy text.
Yeah, I'm only doing this so we can fuck when I get home. Like,
I'm not saying I'm maybe like spontaneity, but like you just think like, damn, babe, I'm just thinking about how I'm gonna suck your dick. Like, I would send a text message like that.
Okay,
I love a text like that. That's a good text.
I'm like, I can't wait to get home to this nigga. Like that. And I like for him to initiate that too. Like, I like stuff like that, but I just feel like in my relationship, sex is what's going to make me fall for you. And what's going to make me stay and continue to grow and build is all the other stuff. But the sex got to be there. And that's for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dom, what are your feelings? I'm getting a take right now.
You're not getting a take. I'm just trying to relate. And I can't.
But I'm asking you. And then I'm anticipating a dick, and I'm like, all right, the dick making me say, cool. Like
I agree. I think dick can make you a bit, like, delusional at times.
So you're calling me delusional? I agree. Dick can make you
I can also compartmentalize. Like, that was a moment. I think in the moment, I might be a little dumb. But it's like, I think, if I don't like you, I don't like you. Like, there's no changing that because the dick was just amazing.
Well, no, like, I feel like I can't have sex with you if I don't like you. So,
every person you had sex with, you like. That's a great top song.
I think you're saying the opposite.
Like, wait,
I'm saying every person I had sex with, I like. I don't think that's what Dom said.
She just said that. She just said if I don't. She said,
I don't like you, I don't like you. She didn't say what
like,
you just said.
No, I feel like I'm not going to fall in love. Okay, if I like you, like, I'm not about to fall in love because the dick is good. Like, I would fall in love because I'm falling for you.
I agree with that, but I'm saying I start off liking you, and the only thing that's going to change that is if that dick is horny. I like you already. I like you this much, and then if the dick is great, I like you this much. Now I'm looking out for everything else. And you're saying, what is your process?
I don't really have a process. Let me knock on some wood. I've never ran into tragic dick as of yet in life. So
that's not the question. Just rubbing in everybody's face.
I'm not understanding. You know, you
had good sex in high school.
I was a late bloomer. So
you was okay. We ain't gonna get into that. That's how you start fancy.
No, I wasn't having sex.
So you all your body's elite.
I'm asking because you know I'm saying like I would make the sex the importance of sex in my relationship. I'm asking you how you feel about this. Is sex
when
important?
When I get in a relationship, I'll let you know.
Wow.
When you're thinking about the type of relationship you want, what weight does sex hold in it?
I mean, sex would hold some weight, yes. Like, but it's not going to be like. Well, it can't be trash and I'm in this relationship. So, but I would have to.
Will that make you want to, if you already like the person and you're digging them and everything, the vibe is there and the sex is even better, is that going to be like, I can make this nigga my boyfriend?
I've never thought in that way. But I mean, yeah, sure. Like, you know, that's another bonus. That's something on the list to add. Why I like you, I guess.
So what makes you like someone?
I don't know. I don't like too many people. I don't know.
So what makes you dislike someone?
Honestly, I think I'm a bit of a self-sabotager. Like, I probably won't even give you the chance. Like, so if, I don't know. Yeah. I guess you got to be consistent in the beginning. I don't know. Once you give me to open up, that's probably for me. I don't know.
I wish this was fucking video recorded. Because Rasheed and Jay faces right there.
Fuck them. But,
they're giving very much yawn.
What is the question again?
What was the question?
I don't even know what the question.
Yeah, because
you're just talking like you know everything but answering a question.
What was the question?
If you answered it when she asked you, you would know.
What makes me like people?
Yes, and you said I don't like people, so I don't know.
No, it's really rare. Like I like somebody like once every 5 years. Honestly, no, that is really something I've been like reflecting on, like, what is it? Cause I don't know. It's something, I don't know, but I feel like
she said the same word 5 times.
All right, now we gonna let you live sorry, because we gotta keep this going because everybody's falling asleep right now.
Well, you shouldn't give me questions.
Okay. So as we keep it pushing, this is not supposed to be a comedic episode, but Jay, this is what you wanted. But Rasheed getting hot and bothered over here.
I'm just sweating.
So, Rasheed, as we talk about good sex, bad sex, everything in between, do men ever give each other pointers about sex? I feel like females, we happy to be like, girl, did you try this? You should do that. But do men be having those conversations?
I want to say it's pointers. It'd be like, yo, bro, you ever tried this type shit? Put a thumb in a girl's ass. Like, so, shit like that. Like, yo, bro, you ever try that? Yo,
have so, you have you ever gone to, like, one of your bros about advice when it comes to sex? Has it come to you?
No. Like, oh, no. It'd just be like, yo, I tried this. You ever tried? It'd be like that in passing. So, if you take that as advice, then, you know, take it as you please.
Would
but
you
no.
ever go to another man for advice?
No.
Why?
Because it's just like I'm just not honestly like.
Like in general though, like even like when you with somebody and like you like damn, I think I can marry her. Like you wouldn't go to like one of your married friends.
Yeah, well that's different. Yeah, I would.
But you're not going for sex advice.
No, I don't know. Like I'll go to him for
about
like.
We talking about keeping it exciting and spicy with your partner.
Right now, I would ask him, yo, bro, how you kept things on, you know, mm-hmm. spontaneous stuff like that. But yeah, but I'm not about to ask him. Well, how did you do this, that, and the third? Like, you know, if we bring it up and we talking about it, like I said, it's general conversation, but I'm not going.
Are you going to answer the question if somebody asks you?
Yeah.
Okay. So why do y'all, like, ladies, why do y'all feel like we're more comfortable with keeping it a beam with each other? Like,
I'm quick to be like, oh, you ever do this? Oh, you would do this. I bet you, like, he won't argue with you.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Grab it right here. Hold it this way.
Right.
So y'all give out, like, dick sucking tips?
Sure. Yeah.
So and we don't feel weird about anybody. Like, for instance,
no, what's your dick sucking tip you gave up?
So, for instance, right, my friend.
I got one. We learned it last week on the episode.
My friend, she dated the guy in the past. It's like a child. And then, like, they were. Like intentionally date, love, like, they're together. I don't want to say dating, but they together, they living together, whatever. And I'm like, bro, like, you ever like did this? And she like, no. She was like, cause every time I'm about to do it, he like,
what is the did this?
So I asked her, like, you ever like going to the balls? Like, you suck the gooch, like, oh, all that, like right under the balls, a little lower. Like, she's like, no. Cause every time I get down there, like, he stopped me. Like, and I'm like, I'm not going to eat your ass. Like, he just always stopped me. I'm be like, don't be like, like, just go for it. Like, you can't give him a chance to think about it because he's going to be like, probably try to stop you or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, while you doing it, like, start on his balls, get him all into it, and then go straight to under it. Like, and then she called me the next day, like, girl, like, I did that up. Shit. He did, like, oh my God, this is so crazy, I'm right? Now.
Up. Yeah.
And then she was like, he was talking about it after it. And I'm like, yo, I got to call Jade tomorrow and, like, tell her, like, and I was like, yo, I told you to do it because I did that shit and that joint was crazy. Hey, like, yo. So now, like, that's my advice. If you ain't doing it, do it.
I second that advice. As a man on the show, do you third that advice?
I stamp that advice. What you gotta do, ladies?
Do you forth that advice, Dom?
Yes, I just, you know, observe. Well, I feel like we have these conversations a lot.
This we do.
Do you take any of our tips?
Do you take our tips?
I haven't really been active.
We talk about it later.
Okay.
Or in the past, have you ever took any of our advice?
Yeah, I feel like we just started talking about this right now.
I don't know. I feel like this has been kind of like conversations for some time now.
I'm thinking like this year.
Girl, we're talking about in general.
Okay. So,
tomatoes.
Reminder to get sound effects for next episode. So, as we come full circle with talking about partners, whether it's long term, somebody you're dating, and everything along that spectrum, and keeping it exciting and spicy, what would be you guys' takeaway advice for everyone out there? And I think, with this being Valentine's Day season, I definitely feel like this is an important topic to have because people get super comfortable with, like, Valentine's Day. And, like, I'm not saying everybody has to take it as serious because they can say, it's Valentine's Day every day. Okay, we get it.
No, but, it's Valentine's Day every day.
Okay, we get it. But for this one day, like, people definitely get comfortable and, like, I'm using that as an example because that's the holiday, but people get comfortable in their relationships. So yeah, what advice do y'all have for the people who are in that kind of run of like the same old, same old?
For me, I really don't have like, because different strokes for different folks. Like I know me personally, and I was just telling Dom this like yesterday. Like I feel like depending on my partner was my move for Valentine's Day. It's like if I feel like my partner wasn't always meeting my needs and doing stuff and like all that, I feel like when Valentine's Day came around, like this was your chance to give me romance and prove yourself like I'm it for you and stuff like that. But when I'm with a partner that's meeting my needs day in and day out, we're always going on dates. Like that's why I'm like, it's really like when I say Valentine's Day, like it's really just another day for me. Like I'm not even expecting or wanting anything because I get stuff all the time. Like we do stuff literally all the time, like throughout the week. So it's really just like, do I really want to go out try to fight for a reservation and be with all these people like when we go out tomorrow? Like, so for me, like, low-key Valentine's Day is just Valentine's Day at this point. But if I was like, I remember the person I was with before the person I'm with now, it was like, I know it better be flowers and a gift and a teddy bear because he wasn't doing the shit they supposed to be doing on the regular.
Right.
He had to fill a void that day because then I would have been seeing all these niggas doing all this stuff. And it's like, damn, you never do nothing for me. And then it's the one day for you to do something for me. You can't even do that. So, work right there on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Rasheen, what do you think?
For me, definitely, I don't know. I just like to put a smile on my significant other's face. Me and my coworkers was just talking about this at Booker's today, but one of my coworkers did 14 days of love. Every gift wasn't, you know, small, but it was just a number they'd pick out of a hat, whatever the case may be, and they get that gift. So, like I said,
some Pinterest ass niggas, I love this.
Like you really doing like the small stuff leading up to a big thing, or you start off with something big, then going to something small. But I always love going out to eat just because I want to see. I'm always catered to you, but I want to make sure, like, yo, you feel special this day. You don't got to look the Instagram, because social media running the world. So, you don't got to look the Instagram to feel like, yo, why my man not doing this or that? And mm-hmm. I'm going to give you what you want and what you need. In my way, of course, but I want you to make sure that you appreciate it. Every day. Like, whether it's going out to get your nails done on the 13th, then the 17th, yo, we going out to eat. We might go to a spa day. Or you go to a spa date with two of your best friends. I don't even got to be there. You go there, then you meet me at dinner. Something like that.
Yeah, like
but it's just like stuff like that. But I always took pride in like going out to eat. Just because I grew up with all women. So like my mom and my aunts taught me all that stuff. So stuff like that.
And
you don't got
to
always, you don't got to always get them roses either. Like you could get them some candy, like edible surprise them. Yeah, edible arrangements. Or you might follow up with the roses the next day.
With an A, an L, yeah, I'm that kind of girl. Right. I like those kind of flowers. Right.
Break you up.
But like, you got to know your significant other love language.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what both of y'all said. I'm just like a holiday person. Special days, I make a big deal out of them. So even though it's Valentine's Day every day when you're in a proper love and relationship, but just on that extra day, you know, like being at work and your man sending you flowers or something, like, I want to feel special and like celebrated. And I don't know, like, I don't know, I like to make a big deal out of everything, so like, I just like to celebrate it. But I do agree that you should be doing it day in and day out, because that's what you should be doing in a relationship. But, and I just like to watch eat, and I like, I love love, so I like to be in the mix, right, seeing everybody out dressed up looking all nice. And thinking about social media, like, it really does put that pressure to have to one-up yourself and one-up everybody else. People posting a million roses, and they got Balenciaga this, Gucci that.
I mean, Rita, we all not as fortunate. So, like, if your nigga making $17 an hour, he not popping up with a Benz full of a trillion roses. And y'all was like, bitches, no, he worked his ass off for that 12 dozen he got in. Like, so don't allow
Crocs.
That.
Take these Crocs in.
No,
the
Crocs. Take the Crocs. Like, what's up, Valentine's Day? I'm about to ask for that.
But that'd be different, though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, the date y'all met, the anniversary date on a Croc, like, that's something different. Get it?
You are very thoughtful. He said the date y'all met or your anniversary date on the Crocs.
Oh, yeah. Like, should I ask you? Like, that's your Benz.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Don, what do you?
In sport mode.
I feel like all of y'all kind of touched on the head, but I think, you know, just more so like thoughtful things. Well, some people do like the flash and all these tangible items, like you said, on the bed. It's about 10 gifts and rooms. And like, I just think it could be something small, but I think it does depend on the person. But yeah, I'm definitely something like, it's just, it could be small, but just as long as it's thoughtful. Like, I like the feeling that you like pay attention to details. Like, if you do something small, I say, like, I don't like some nasty box chocolate. That shit is nasty. Super. But I love me some Snickers. Like, you give me a fucking Snicker bar. Like, you know, like, something like that. Or, like, my favorite movie, like, put that on, the Titanic. I do like that.
Period.
I
mean,
if you watch that, you must be in love with me, because
I love
that movie as long as shit. But just like small things to know, like, you're like listening to me, because yeah, that's a thing for me.
Bring me some pretzels if I'm having a relationship.
Pretzels? What kind of pretzels?
From Wawa. Any kind. Wawa, Auntie Annie's, Pretzel Factory.
Yo, like, oh, the big pretzels, not like a bag of pretzels.
No, the soft pretzels.
I heard it.
How many pretzels you
Rain
eat?
Sheen, soft pretzels, if y'all want them Pinterest dates, okay?
Two of them.
Oh, you just want two?
Just two. That's all I need.
And you only need two. And he treating you and your best friend to the spa.
Period.
Just giving soja.
So I feel like we're all in agreement that you should be feeling special and celebrated every day, but you know, it's a thoughtfulness that counts if you are going to partake in the Valentine's Day festivities. And with that, I want to thank our two funny guest stars for joining us today for this episode. And before I let y'all go, we do have a hashtag X team. So I'm going to read it and then toss it to y'all to answer. And then me
I can't get the answer to that on
Siri keep praying on my downfall. But toss it to y'all and then me and Don will add our 2 cents. So this week it says, I need advice. What should I do if a man is treating our quote unquote situation like a relationship, but not putting a label on it? We're spending every day together, waking up and sleeping together, going out together, telling each other we love each other. He's calling me his bitch, loving on me, doing what I say, protecting me, and the whole nine. This has been going on for some years now, and I'm 27, so I'm tired of playing games. I feel like I'm blocking my own blessing waiting for him, but every time I try to move on, he starts to try to take me serious, but these mixed signals are annoying. What should I do? Do I give him an ultimatum and demand a title, or do I actually move on?
Oh, I'll go first. All right, I don't know if I'm the right person, because I'm not big on titles. Like, I do believe in marriage, but like boyfriend, girlfriend titles, because I not say that because the title don't always match the story. So if you got the story, who gives a fuck? Like I said, if me and my man doing me and everything is fine and dandy and ain't nobody in our shit and we just for each other, I don't care if y'all want to call that shit an elephant. I'm happy with my elephant. Like, I called the person I'm with my partner, because like we've been talking for a little minute, but we ain't really put no label on it. And I don't want to sound cliche saying like what's understanding gotta be said, but for me, that's how it goes. But like, if you're like looking to be married or need that validation of like it being your boyfriend, in a conversation, like if that's your need, make sure your needs is being met. And if he's not willing to meet that need, then he gotta go. Because it's a nigga out there that's willing to meet your needs. Mm-hmm. And if it's something as simple as in just saying I'm your boyfriend, like, you already calling me your bitch. So why can't you just say, like, you my boyfriend? So I would say ultimatum.
Rajin?
If it mean that much to you for you to have that title or whatever the case may be, then you got to do what's best for yourself. I'm the same age, 27, so you got to be intentional about what you want. And if you're intentional about having that title from that man, then you got to, you know, break it down to him. But I will say this, if you're happy and what y'all got going on, then like Jay said, what does it matter for him to call you, oh, this my girlfriend? If he's protecting you, saying he love you, y'all spending every day together, what's the title? Is the title that privy to you? That's your deal maker? Then that'd be a deal maker or breaker. But the grass ain't always greener on the other side. When somebody calling you your girlfriend, then you got three other side girls too. Because
that's it. And one more thing. I don't believe in, like, I don't want to say forcing somebody into doing something, but, like, mm-hmm. if a guy is not saying, oh, like, I want to be in a relationship and, oh, I want to be your boyfriend, mm-hmm. baby. I mean, if you give him an ultimatum and, like, whatever, but just know if he even still, like, okay, I'm going to say I'm your boyfriend, like, a guy going to do what he want to do. Don't ever, because if he's just doing it just so you won't leave, he still don't want to do it. So, like, is it really that meaningful just because he's doing it because you say so? Yeah.
Don, what you think?
I definitely agree with that. The ultimatum, you know, like, if you have to do all of that, it's not giving. He, you know, wants that title or whatever it is that you want. I'm still honestly confused on the you his bitch. Like, to be honest, like, that kind of stuck with me. I mean, I guess, like, different strokes for different folks, but you know, I could call me your bitch. Like, I'm your girl or something else, but your bitch, like, that's
not the term of endearment.
Not from no nigga, no. Like, excuse me. Like,
I feel like that's what they say around their homies. Like, I don't care who you. I feel like that's what they be saying around their homies. Like,
okay, but don't I grew up with all boys. I don't want to be around you like this, my bitch. Like, what?
That's Jay. How you feel about it?
I don't like. Now y'all got a little ghetto.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Like, not in front of me. I mean, like, you ain't like. Don't, like, if you're in front of me and doing it, like, you could, like, be, like, talking to, like, your boys or, like, something, like, yeah, I want my bitch, and I was with my bitch, like, you just end it, like, whatever. But don't introduce me, like, yo, this is my bitch.
Yeah, that's your like, that's like, the fuck you can get. But I feel like more so in conversation, because I feel like niggas won't do it. Like,
bro, I said to throw my bitch, right? And instead of, like, all right,
so.
What is the plan?
Because at the same time, I'm talking, I'm like, yo, like, I was in the door with my nigga, right? Yeah. But I ain't going to be with him like this, my nigga, so and so.
But I seen that before. I seen a lot of girls do that. Yo, yeah, this is my nigga. Oh, I got a nigga. Like,
yeah, so what's the difference? What's the difference between you referring to him as your nigga and him referring to you as his bitch?
It's the same thing to me. I'm just being real.
I think it's
when baby say she know I talk different.
So you not gonna call your nigga your nigga?
She know I don't mean no
disrespect. Even when I get my husband, different. Like, that's my nigga, that's my man, that's my
but
husband.
I don't
that's
think everything. I would say that if he's standing right next to me, like, yo, that's my nigga.
That's I'm not gonna hit you. Yeah, I don't
that's
think
what I'm no, saying.
Like, all right, but what if he's saying, you know, you really my bitch, so I really love you.
Oh, that's it.
Huh? That's that ghetto love.
That's that ghetto love.
If he be like, you know, you really my bitch. Like, I really love you.
I don't know. Like, I like that shit.
Like, who the fuck you talking to, nigga? How you gonna be? If he be like, you know, you really
my bitch. I really love you.
You make it sound bad, ghetto. But it's not that bad.
She was giving ghetto romance. Like, you were giving.
That's what I'm.
You were giving. Why did I get married?
If you got a street nigga, he like, you my bitch. Like.
Yeah, I'm single for a reason. I don't care. Like, I think you should leave with the I love you. I don't need.
I love you. You my bitch. I think that's the worst.
That's even worse.
Can you just say, girl, like, let's just bleep it out. Like, you're my.
There you go.
Okay, so back to the advice. Where you finna? Because you got stuck on them, my bitch. I just want to make sure you was. She yeah. said, "Don't take
y'all
it serious."
Say, y'all better not fix your lips.
Yeah, I was done.
I feel like I'm big on titles for honestly been a while I'm big on titles. Maybe I should need to do some self-exploration on it. But I'm just big on titles. But like, I also feel like titles don't mean shit. If somebody gonna cheat and do them, they gonna cheat and do them.
Boyfriend or not.
Yeah. But I feel like he painting your face. Like, I don't, like, I don't know. There's a lot missing. Like, are y'all exclusively doing this? Because if y'all are, then that is a little different. And I'm kind of with Jay and Rasheen on it. Like, y'all, you know, what's understood don't gotta be explained. But if he's also doing him and saying, but you my bitch, and you not doing you, you playing yourself.
Because I feel like if that's the case, he only not giving you that title because it's either something happened, he can be like, well, you not my girl anyway. Exactly. Or if he outdoing him, like, no, I ain't got no girl.
Exactly. So I feel like if that's that type of situation, no, you need to leave.
It's dead.
And I don't believe in ultimatums. You going to do it if you want to. If he wanted to, he would, period. Like, I'm not telling nobody, this is what you should do, or I'm leaving. I'm probably not leaving the first time, but I'm going to leave eventually.
I'm going to leave eventually, the Jody.
Maybe the 10th time, but the first time.
But what if the dick good?
Maybe the 50th time.
I might double back 3-5 times.
It's going to take a little while. But when I leave, I'm going. But I just feel like I'm not giving you ultimatums. Like, I'm going to move accordingly. And this is one of the things y'all can do.
I'm happy. I'm on whatever you want, baby boy.
Yeah, like.
And I think sometimes for it gotta be our safe zone. Like, I know I got this right.
Yeah, it'd be your dummy bitch. That's what it be.
I never said all that, y'all.
We all been a dummy bitch. Well, not Dom, but we all been a dummy bitch.
I've been a dummy bitch.
Been a dummy bitch.
A little silly. Niggas love their dummy bitches. That's why we say around so long.
That's why you want me to put a red nose on or something.
Okay, like, but niggas be just as silly as some of these women. They,
oh, I haven't found silly.
No, they be silly in private. Like, they not gonna do it in
private. Yeah, I've never had a silly nigga, but I done seen some silly ass niggas.
Yeah. Yeah, if you a silly nigga, shout out my DMs. Back to this, yeah, I definitely feel like ultimatum with anybody, if this was your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, whatever, I just feel like you shouldn't force somebody's hand to do something. Like, if they want to do it, they're going to do it.
But you said for years. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, at some point, y'all got to define
it. Because we've been together for years. We're not intentional at this point. Is this marriage?
It's given common law marriage at this point.
So, oh, yes, you did.
Stand up.
Yeah, but like, I can see, I give you like a, I don't know, I would say a year, but if they ain't doing him, you playing yourself. Like, y'all not anything. But if y'all really just think, I would question, like, why we not putting a title on it if it's just me and you? It's given it's not just you and him. But that's up for you to decide for yourself.
And don't let him hit the, you know what?
Best of luck.
When we do this.
Yeah, and I mean, communication is key, and you're going to do what you want to do, so.
Comprehension is key. Mm-hmm.
Communication plus comprehension. So, yeah, best of luck to you. And with that, that is a wrap for episode 4. Shout out to our amazing guest stars for joining us. Shout out for Dom for holding down with being quiet and being an angel. We will see y'all next time. I hope you guys enjoy listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following the Instagram @PillowTalk_Uncensored to keep up with us. And remember to send in those #XTeens. Until next time.